Welcome, bitches, to Untaken Takes. Welcome to Untaken Takes. I'm here with Lorenzo. Today we have a very special episode. The financial district might be up in flames on Sunday. We are going to probably be there because right now everybody's stealing from the rich. A real life allegory to Robin Hood. Absolutely. Things are very crazy right now. The people at Wall Street literally told everybody, you can't make money. So they blocked everybody from buying more stocks of, GameStop and AMC and all these stocks that got super inflated in like a day. Or like not a day.
It was
a
span of a couple of weeks.
But the point is that it got so big. And people were making so much money that they said, you know what? You're not allowed to make any money. Get the fuck out of here. Super illegal to do, by the way. I really think that this might be the greatest news I've heard in a long time. Angela, like, this is definitely a win that we all needed.
Angela.
Honestly.
I can't put into words how angry I am right now. Like, I try to be level-headed on this podcast as much as possible, but... This is going to be this very rare occasion that I just start fucking losing my shit as to what happened today.
And so, tell them what happened.
Oh, where to begin? All right, so to explain this situation, I'm going to explain it as calmly as I can, and I might lose my shit while I say this shit.
And you know what? Turn up, bro. Fuck it.
You know what? Fuck it. This is the... I'm not putting hyperbole right now. This was the biggest... fucking transfer of wealth from the rich to the middle class, poor people, retail investors, everyday Americans. Hedge funds lost upwards to $70 billion today because of stupid mistakes. Yeah, it is good, but you want to know what's fucking funny? What's always hilarious about this shit is that they love to set these rules that everybody needs to follow but them.
Yeah, because they can finagle the system. They can, tweak the system however they want to their
liking. This is like boxing, and midway through the fight, you have to box with one hand or both hands tied behind your back.
Exactly.
That's what it is. That's what this is. It was a pyramid scheme. That's what it was. So to explain to everyone in a simple term so that you don't need to bust out your dictionary and learn anything about investing, what happened is that these hedge funds, these billionaire, rich, elite suits motherfuckers, we're shorting a bunch of stocks. And what a short means is, and I was explaining this to Angela before we started the podcast, a short is when you sell a stock higher and you want to buy it back lower than what you paid for it. So what you do is you borrow shares. So let's just say we have a stock in Tesla, all right? Because Tesla's my favorite company. Let's just say Tesla stock is worth $10, all right? So basically what you do is you go to Angela and I'm like, hey, Angela, what's up? You know, Tesla stock is up right now. You know, like, can I borrow your Tesla shares and can I sell them?
You got it.
All right. Man. There you go. You give me your Tesla shares. I sell them. All right. Now I wait. I wait in the shadows and in the darkness for this stock to plummet because I know it's going to plummet. When it plummets, I come back to Angela and now it's $5. And I say, here's your Tesla shares back, Angela. Oh, I'm sorry. They're not worth $10 anymore. I have to give it back to you for $5.
Exactly. So you just took $5 from me.
You just stole $5 from Angelo right there. You gave it to me for $10. I sold it for $10, and I gave it back to you for
$5. And the crazy part of all of that is that they can do that legally, and they've done it legally.
Well, shorting a stock, anybody can short a stock.
No, I understand that.
I could short a stock.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but the principle of it is like obviously...
It's a very grimy principle.
It's a very grimy principle to be on because obviously, you know, you're in the game to make money.
Yeah.
Right? And these people literally said to
America... This is making money just in a different way.
They literally said to Americans and everybody who were buying into these stocks... that you're not allowed to make money and you're not allowed to progress with your life. Only we can do that. You guys can fight and crawl your way for scraps your whole life. And that's what happened. And I understand it's infuriating. And when I said it was a good thing, because it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's a good thing that it happened. It's not good what they did.
No, it's not good what they did. But you know what? To me, I think that's the greatest thing that they did because it actually showed people that these guys are scared. And you should not stop.
Yeah, and oh, so to continue with what I was saying, so basically what happened was is these billion-dollar hedge fund companies were shorting all these stocks. And this Reddit post called Wall Street Bets, which got banned off of Reddit. You want to know what the reason was for? For violent speech, basically. That's what it was. They got banned from Reddit and Discord.
How is that violent speech?
You tell me.
How?
You tell me. I don't know.
How?
I don't know, bro.
I mean, listen, honestly, you know what's crazy? Rich people are so quick to, you know...
You remember what we were talking about with the Capitol Hill shit? That the Trump supporters and other people that were there were being sore losers about the election right there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is sore losers for the elite.
No.
For corporate elites right
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Because they lost billions because they made bad decisions and people capitalized off of it. It was like you were saying exactly. Before you got here. Like, we live in the day of information where anybody can become... a quote-unquote expert, like a self-taught expert, just by researching shit. So what happened was is this Reddit page, Wall Street Bets, was fed up with what was going on with the stimulus and everything that was going on with putting money into American people's pockets with the pandemic and that causing financial hardships. They banded together. They pulled all their capital together and they targeted all these stocks that these hedge funds were shorting. This was not insider trading. For all the people who were telling me like, oh yeah, this was just the rich getting richer. This was not. This was the rich lost, like I said, almost $70 billion from this.
This was
the average Joe becoming millionaires. People became multi-millionaires overnight because
of this. Make their pockets hurt.
Yeah. And that's exactly why they stopped it. So let me go. So what happened was is people, they were fucking buying shares. So what a short squeeze is when a stock is being shorted, but people are still fucking buying that shit. They're buying it like it's fucking pizza, like free pizza at Planet Fitness at the end of the month or free donuts. Like they were going fucking wild. Like I'm talking like big man at a free hot dog event or something like
everything,
that.
Everything, bro.
Those hot dog eating contest, 30
Nathan's. They just
bro.
Scarfing
they
hot
were,
dogs
they were
down,
scarfing
bro.
That shit down. So they were buying up shares. And what that causes is called the short squeeze. A short squeeze is when you have a short position on a stock, but there's so much volatility and people are buying the stock, it forces the stock to uptrend up and skyrocket to the
and
fucking
no matter
moon.
Fucking what, yeah.
So it happened, like when I said this has been happening for the past couple of weeks because GameStop went about 2 weeks ago from where it was trading at, I think it was like at $5 or $10 or $15, something like that. It skyrocketed to 70, all right? And people were freaking out. They were like, oh shit, what the fuck just happened? That's weird. That just happened. It went from 15 to 70. What the fuck's going on with GameStop
exactly.
right now? And then that's when the fucking news broke that Wall Street Bets was fucking pumping this bitch up. So then come this week, GameStop hits for almost $500.
I know. And over the weekend, man.
And then today, January 28th, 2021, these motherfuckers got so pissed that they lost all this money. They went to every single brokerage firm and they said, you gotta stop this shit right now because we're losing billions. Like, this is the equivalent of like you putting a gun in someone's face to a Wall Street guy.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Maybe that's a bit of hyperbole.
No, you know what, bro? That's really how they felt. And
you grabbed them by the balls, basically.
I seen
you
this
hit them where it hurt.
One Wall Street guy, he was like, oh, people are attacking, you know, we're feeling attacked, like, we're wealthy and we're getting, like, attacked or some shit. And everybody's like, good, fuck you.
Bro, like...
honestly.
And, I'm telling you, and they were targeting multiple stocks. This wasn't one stock. It wasn't just GameStop. It was GameStop, AMC Theaters, Nokia, BlackBerry, CTRM, a whole bunch of other stocks. Naked brand. For those of you into makeup and shit. Every stock was getting pumped. Any stock that they could find that was getting shorted to all shit, they were pumping that bitch up. And what happened was, is that they went to Robinhood, Ameritrade, all these brokerages, because there's multiple brokerages. Like, if you want to invest in stocks, you don't just use Robinhood. And honestly, after this, Robinhood's going to get sued.
Oh, they might not be an app no more.
I mean, they'll still be an app.
But they're gonna lose a lot of money. Yeah,
they're gonna have a lot of restrictions
as well, man. Because honestly, they're not gonna
laws are gonna get changed.
Exactly, they're not
shit.
Gonna go down without a fight, and they have all the capital and they have all the resources to get every to have a team of 100 lawyers looking at every angle for this stuff.
So me,
a courtroom full of lawyers.
So me, my dad, a couple of other people, we're all getting involved in this class action lawsuit that's coming on right now.
Yeah.
Against Robinhood for what they did. Because what they did was, is, and this isn't just Robinhood, but Robinhood is what a lot of retail investors use because it's a very simple app to start investing in.
That's and also, part of the problem. You don't have to pay these guys commissions. You don't have to.
Well, a lot of brokerages are moving to commission free, but Robinhood did start that.
Robin, that's what I'm saying. That Robinhood started that.
So they have a big user base, and their interface is really simple for regular people to understand. You don't need to read all these fucking crazy charts, but if you know how to read the charts, you're more likely to make more money than if you're just somebody just throwing your cash into the market.
Exactly.
And watching it fucking burn in front of you.
Exactly. Or grow in front of you, depending on.
But Ameritrade did it. Fidelity did it. I think Webull was the only brokerage that wasn't restricting anything because they just didn't give a fuck because they had so many people going onto their platform that they were like, fuck it, we don't care.
You know, usually it doesn't put a smile on my face to see people lose money, but in this circumstance, where, you know, I honestly, I wouldn't have a problem if they were like, oh, what the fuck, you guys can't do this. But to outright just say, you know what, you can't buy this stock and you're not allowing people to keep investing in it is absolutely wrong. And honestly, it puts a smile to my face that, you know, they did that because now they actually know that we, that people are waking up and we can actually do something about it.
You know what's fucked up?
For the first time in life.
You know what's fucked up?
Or not the first time, but the first time in a long time.
What's fucked up and crazy about this whole thing is I feel like I woke up and I was in a Black Mirror episode or a Twilight episode because this was the one time that AOC agreed with Donald Trump Jr. on something.
Yeah.
AOC, like queen of the far left Democrats, and you have Donald Trump's son because Donald Trump's banned from Twitter, so he couldn't even comment on this. And Ted Cruz agreeing with AOC on something.
And they always go, and her and Ted Cruz and AOC always go head to head. They always
Republicans agreed with Democrats on something when it came to taking down corporate elites.
You know what? Honestly, you know, for the first time in my life, I was like, you know what? I never really liked corporations anyways.
I don't either.
I never liked corporations anyways.
As someone who's a big investor and shit like that, I invest in them to make money for myself, but not because I love
corporations. I've never met one person who worked corporate that I liked.
No.
Never.
This is how you know this shit is crazy, guys.
Like, you know, and the difference is between a street guy and somebody who's corporate is that one wears a suit and asks permission before robbing you.
Yeah. And this is crazy because they blocked people. You could sell your positions if you had positions, but you couldn't buy more. So what they wanted to do basically is for you to panic sell, which a lot of people did. I myself included, but I was able to take some profit from it. I didn't sell at a loss, thankfully, but at the same time I could have made, and I was supposed to make, a lot more. I'm not gonna give the number out, but it was a lot.
We were playing with big boy numbers. That's all we're saying.
Not thousands or ten thousands. It was up there, but that I don't have that, you know. I had to take what I could because it was just, the risk was too much versus the reward.
You know, and the crazy thing was that, like, It's really, if you really actually think about it,
you know, it's fucked up. I'll let you finish what you're saying, but what I'm gonna say is gonna be so fucked up, it's probably gonna turn you off. Like, really, like, you're gonna be like, bro, like, we have to burn down all these brokerages.
But, okay, I go.
Oh, you want me to go now? Okay, all right. So Robinhood, before you actually came here, just released that they're going to allow for trading of GameStop and AMC tomorrow.
Nice.
Right? They caused all this fucking trouble just to be like, okay, wow, the backlash is really fucking big right now. Like, we're getting fucking sued, bro. Like, don't sue me, bro. Don't sue me, man. I'm sorry, man. No, okay, we're gonna lift the restrictions for tomorrow. You guys could trade this shit now. The damage is already done. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, there, it might go up a little bit. There might be some people, because now that they could pump this shit, they'll buy into it. But I'm pretty sure these hedge funds have already figured out a way to get out of their positions right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard some shit that options contracts that were supposed to expire tomorrow by the stock exchange is that they're removing that restriction date and they're moving it. so that they can't cause another short squeeze, basically. Because all these spikes are rapid short squeezes. Basically, it's multiple short squeezes happening at multiple sets of times. That's why it hasn't gone to like 1,000, because they need it to hit a certain price at this set, and then it skyrockets again. They need it to hit this price again, and then it skyrockets again. So now they've effectively already killed the upward trend of the stocks. So is it possible for it to go up? Don't quote me on it. I'm not saying that it's not going to go up.
Anything is possible with the stock market, though.
If AOC and Donald Trump's son can come together on something, anything is fucking possible. The stock could go to $1 million for all I fucking know.
Honestly, I will really lose my shit if that goes
up. I try not to curse this much, but...
No, but you know what? If that happens, but honestly... We try, Lorenzo says we try not to curse, and this is a show where cursing is, you know, is promoted and encouraged.
So I try to be the voice of reason.
And we try to be the voice of reason, but the truth is that the Wall Street elites are scared for the first time in their life because people are realizing that all the tricks that they've used on back on them. That's pretty much what happened. And that's why, you know, it's been breaking news. They have been fucking people over. They have altered the rules whenever it's convenient for them. And it's crazy to me how, you know, it's crazy how all these hedge funds make so much, lost $70 billion, right? And they're the type of people to sit there, right, and think, oh, well, we can't allow anybody else to make money because we're losing all our money. Well, I want to buy my fifth and seventh yacht. You know, I want to, you know, I want to get out of here at 12 o'clock and go for brunch. That's the type of life these people live. And obviously, they're so disconnected with, you know, everybody else. So they think, oh,
they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly. They're above everything. They're above the law. They, government officials are in their pockets. They're always, you know, getting gas to do shady deals underneath the table. And honestly, I'm happy this happened because for the first time in their, you know, in their egotistical minds of, what's the word? They feel fear. They feel what we feel every single day.
They are afraid.
They feel what we feel every single day. If I'll put it to you this way, Lorenzo, if they're Mount Olympus, we're Kratos and God of War 3. And we're coming. And people are coming. And that's why they're scared.
Ragnarok is coming.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what?
Ragnarok is coming.
Eventually, everybody gets tired. I think this past few months, if this is the reward that we get, you know, for everything that's been happening, if this is the first victory that we've gotten in a long time, then honestly, I think it's just going to go up from here.
All I'm going to say is that we protested about so much this past year and a half, about to be, you know, 2 years eventually at this point. We've protested against social injustice, against elections, against right or left, off of which freaking, which restaurant, fast food restaurant has the best chicken sandwich. Like, if we're going to debate about all this shit right now, man, we got to come together for this shit, bro. Because this was deliberate. This was a deliberate attack. This was Wall Street saying you do not deserve to be rich, even if you're not investing.
And they weren't even low about it.
No, they weren't even low key about it. They were high key about it.
They just said, yeah, we're getting attacked. We lost $70 billion. Oh, boo-hoo, you lost $70 billion. Guess what? People still are not working. Okay? So fuck it, what? You lost $70 billion. And you know what? And as fucked up as that sounds to me to say that, even for them, because obviously to lose money in whichever way you cut it up is messed up. But if you're making
these
more money, and I understand that, but if you're making more money than this, how much was the stimulus?
The last one was like the last one that got passed before with the $600 checks was like $700 billion or something like that. $600 billion.
So you're telling me if what that's like.
It was a skinny bill, basically.
Skinny bill.
But the one before that was like 2.7 or 2 or 3 trillion, something like that.
But the point is, if you're worried about losing that much money, meanwhile, you probably have... You're set for life regardless of what you do. You could literally retire today and you'll be okay. You're just greed. You're just...
Yeah, no, this was an example of corporate greed.
That's absolutely.
Was. This was them getting so greedy that they ignored basically fundamental trading. And what I try to tell people is nothing illegal happened. What was illegal that happened was Wall Street saying you can't trade these stocks. You could sell them, but you can't buy. That's the illegal. A short squeeze is not illegal. That is normal. This is normal. The thing that I was trying to tell Angelo about this, and because it's hard for people who aren't, like, if you only invest in like mutual funds and stuff, and you don't directly invest to stocks only, where you're just buying a specific stock, like you buy
because
mutual funds, your money is diversified. You don't hold shares of companies like.
They put money into
certain index funds.
No, that's true. That's what I've understood with mutual funds. Because that's why they're safer than buying
individual stocks.
Because let's say, like, I know a little bit about stocks, but I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say I understand it completely, because I feel like even the guys on Wall Street don't even understand it completely.
Clearly, if they couldn't fucking,
you know what I mean?
Because
if you couldn't even realize that and predict what just happened, and you did that so much to the point where you said, you know what, we're gonna make it that nobody else is able to make money off of this. You can sell it, right? But
you
can't buy
sell
more
your
into
fucking
it.
Position out of fucking loss, but you couldn't fucking buy. This is why they were telling people not to buy and not to sell, to hold your positions and to wait, because they couldn't do it legally for too long. But, you know, unfortunately, the rate at which it dropped was so volatile that a lot of people could have lost way more money. That's part of the reason why I didn't hold. I had 800 shares of AMC. You know, I was going to make a lot off of it.
Man.
You know, and I had options contracts too, which options, once they hit your strike price, they go through the roof.
So does this mean that GameStop is going to give me proper money?
Actually, the funny thing about this saved the company, believe it or not, because they pumped so much money into GameStop by inflating its stock price. GameStop's market cap went to like 13 billion. It was at like 4 billion or 3 or 2 billion or something before all this shit happened. GameStop basically got saved by this. And AMC,
a
little bit,
to be
but
alive.
Not as much.
At least, you know, some people are going to get those bonuses, those holiday pays.
Those people at AMC are tight right now because they could have made even more money.
Yeah.
Like, and this is, the movie theaters have been closed for a year, guys. No new movies. Studios are putting everything into streaming now. They're trying to cut out the theaters. It's one of those things, man, that this was a good thing to happen to people, except for billionaires. That's it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's why they did what they did, and they told everybody that we're sleazy fucks, and told everybody you just can't
Chloe's
work.
Mad too.
Yeah, Chloe's mad too.
She's trying to make us happy by coming here.
Exactly. But, you know, Lorenzo, and I understand your rage, and I definitely, because I was waking up, and Lorenzo was blowing up my phone. It's like, bro, like, look at the news.
I had, like, 18 panic attacks in Spain.
Yeah, and I woke, and I was just waking up this morning, and I was like, say, hold up, man, what the fuck is going on? The world is literally on fire when I was waking up, bro. I woke up
my
at,
world
like, 11.
Was on fire,
bro,
sure.
No, not even that.
It's crazy.
Dude. The rich people finally, right? How
they showed their true
colors. At Capitol Hill, it was an attack on the establishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an attack on the elites. It is finally time, and I'm usually not on the side of, you know, saying, oh, you know, get rid of the elites and stuff like that. I'm not, because I, as fucked up as they are, we need them in a certain aspect.
We need to balance out everything.
You know,
so
because we need to have evil in the
society.
World. Exactly. We need to have
rich people
them
and poor people and middle class, basically.
Because we have to understand the difference between good and evil.
Yeah.
We do. I mean, I'm talking morally, but right now, fuck them. Okay? I agree with everything that is going on, that these guys are literally making billions. And a lot of people are fighting for scraps.
Can I say this? And
billions.
I'm not trying to like be a dick or anything, but they didn't go after Osama as hard as they did going after these people making this much money.
That's a large statement, though, brother, man.
I know.
That's a large statement.
But think about how fast they reacted in the span of 24 hours.
Yeah, well, you know, with
like I'm obviously, that's hyperbole. I'm not literally saying that, but it just... When you
it
get
feels
affected
that way.
By it, it
yeah,
feels that way.
It feels that way. Like, No, I get that. I mean, feel like it, you could have used a better...
Yeah, I probably could have used a better analogy. At the same time, it's just one of those things, man. Like, they did not... There was no rest.
Yeah, there was no
rest.
They said, we're playing... You guys think you're playing for keeps? We're really playing for keeps.
For the kill the second that it was available.
Yeah, no, they play for keeps, bro.
Yeah.
You think guys like that, they lose? They lose like that? You think they...
They hate losing.
They won't lose like that.
I mean, you know, everybody who's giving Trump shit for saying the election was rigged, you know, and that he was a sore loser. I mean, look at these guys. They're sore losers, too. But they're just as bad, in my opinion.
I think they're worse. Because, you know, the thing is with Trump, like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, politics, you can kind of, like, you should get over. But, like, with your finances, that people are literally telling people that you're not allowed to make money. I think there's a big, stark difference.
These are hedge funds, man, that were allowing people like Pablo Escobar to make fucking bank. They were laundering his money, too. You know, like, they could break all the rules, and we have to follow the rules that they set. But it's rules for thee and not for me.
And you know what's crazy? What they're doing is they're kicking you in the fucking head and telling you that if you step up, that, you know, oh my God, that you're wrong. You know what it is? Those kind of people, they like to dominate, but they don't like retaliation. That's the truth. I think there has to go something with that psychology of being a sociopathic person.
These people are fucking crazy.
You know, obviously, I think, and I didn't even know this, Jeff Epstein was a hedge fund banker or something. Yeah, he was like the head of it. Like, he was the head of it. And it just goes to show you that these people have no moral compass, and they would cut your throat literally if they could and get away with it legally. They will find a legal way to get away with slitting your throat and shitting on it if they could.
Man, this
and that's what they're doing. They took, you know, we were shitting, we shitted on them. We poked that bear a little bit, and they slit.
But we have to keep poking the bear. We can't stop.
No, I don't think so.
That's why everyone needs to go to reoccupy Wall Street, because that's what's happening right now on Sunday.
But you know what's crazy, man? It's you know, they did that a couple of years ago, and it still happens. So I think, you know, we can't simply just protest anymore. I think protesting is done, man.
This was them protesting by attacking their wallets.
No. I know.
Peacefully.
Peacefully. But you know what? In a weird kind of way, they took it as violence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is violence against my pocket. But you know what? If it is violence, then let it so be. Because the only universal language that people understand is violence. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, Lorenzo. You know that. You get punched in the face financially. You get punched in the mouth physically. You know what to do.
Yeah.
Either die, lie down. You lie down and die, or you step up and you fight.
But you know what's messed up, man? Is like, how do you get away with this? Is what I'm saying. Like, how do you create these rules? And you say everybody has to follow them, but you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the thing I don't understand. Then, like, how is this? It's definitely not legal, what they did. Oh, but the reality of the situation is that I don't know the laws well enough to know if they're allowed to do something like that. I don't think they are, and they're getting sued because they're violating their terms of service of what Robinhood stands for and all these other trading platforms, and they lost people a lot of money. Like, this was something that was that actually provided direct payments to people if you were invested in it. For those who weren't invested in it, to be honest, some of you are better off not have gotten into this because of what happened. It was super volatile. But for those of you who were in and you knew, you had to know of what was going to happen, you made a shit ton of money. And then for those of you who got in a little bit later than most people did, you made a little bit of money maybe, but you also probably lost a lot of money off of it too. You know, there was a lot of people that were really, really trying to push this and to make a lot of money off of this. And it was literally, this was better than stimulus checks is what I'm trying to say. Like,
no fucking shit. I think that's what a lot of these kids did. They just got their stimulus check and they said, fuck it, we going.
A lot of people have been taking investing more seriously because of the pandemic, because the stock market's been doing so well because of the influx of retail investors.
And you know what's crazy? Like, usually when, you know, authoritarians and things like these happen and they capitalize on situations like this, usually they don't account for people, you know, becoming more adaptable to their environment. Because stuff, when things like this happen, you just have to kick it in to survive.
And this is an example of how the market is really not free.
It's not.
It's not a free market. We're not in a free market. It's fucking rigged. That's what it is. The stock market is a pyramid scheme. That's all it is. That's not going to keep me from investing in the stock market because I still know ways to make money. But something has to change. But something clearly has to change. And I don't want the government to be involved in this, but I feel like the government needs to be involved in this to protect the people. And which I don't think they're going to do, which is the problem.
And you know, if we do it this way, then obviously I think it's, you know, we're just trading one dictatorship for another.
It's ridiculous. Like, how
do you go about it? You know, do you have
economy
unregulated with no government control, or do you allow these people to keep continually mess with the market?
I don't know if this is something the Federal Reserve has to do or something like that, but somebody's got to go and say, you can't do this shit again. You can't stop people from buying shares of a company just because you're losing billions. That's your fault. When you go to college and you take out debt to go to school, like, you take out what's the average price to go to college? Like, 80K, 40K undergrad, something like that? You're like 50K in debt? Yeah. In debt or something like that? Yeah, if you go to grad school or medical school or stuff like that, you're like upwards to like 100K in debt. If you declare bankruptcy, those loans stay with you. These companies, if they file bankruptcy, that it goes away. Their debt, there's a number on a computer screen, but it's like, hey, look at this. You ever seen that South Park episode where like the guy's investing his money? He's like, well, we're going to put this into an IRA account and then do some options calls on this, and it's gone. That's literally what it is. That's literally what it is. It's okay for them to lose billions and then get bailout from the governments. Because don't forget, the government bailed out the airlines. They bailed out the movie theaters. They bailed out a whole bunch of places. They bailed out small businesses. But the small businesses did deserve the money. Theaters deserved the money. Airlines deserved the money. They were affected by the pandemic. I understand that. But we've been bailing out Wall Street. We've been bailing out all these companies. And in a normal free market, if you fuck up, if you don't manage your funds right, your business fails. That's it.
Absolutely. There's no loophole.
But the problem is the loopholes for the government is like, it's too big to fail. We can't let the banks fail. We can't let this fail. Like, no, let it fail. Let it fail. And you know what? Make something better. They're
crony capitalists. You know what it is.
Angelo, look, if you had a pizzeria right now, mm-hmm. all right? And your pizzeria lost $100,000 a year. What's the problem? Is it because your product is bad, or you're not doing good by your customers or something like that? Or is it someone else's fault? No, it could be a multitude of things.
It's
a
multitude. It's probably the location. It's the product.
But let's just say it's because you suck at running a business, which we know you don't.
Exactly.
But it's because you suck running a business. You lose, you lose. That's it.
But you lose on your own merit.
Exactly. But you have to take losing. You know, like Conor McGregor, when he lost, he took that loss like a champ. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, I lost to Dustin. I wasn't in great shape. I should have been better. I haven't been active. That's how you're supposed to lose.
Lose gracefully.
Lose gracefully. And, exactly.
And take it like a man.
Take it like a man. Take it like a woman. However the fuck you want
you
to
do. You guys, and it's funny because these guys are crony capitalists. They get help from the government to get big where they get. Yeah. My father told me this year.
Wild
which
shit,
I
bro.
Never understood. No, last year, my father told me this, I believe. He said that because I told him, I said, Dad, I want it all. Right, simply as that. And he told me, he said, the problem is with having it all is that to get there, you have to climb a pile of bodies.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And whether that's physically or metaphorically, because truth be told, right now what we're dealing with is not true capitalists.
No.
They're not. They're crooks. They're crony capitalists, which is completely different than an actual true capitalist, because these people are just filling up their own pockets and not, you know, giving back to the community. they're not helping, they're not giving a service to better mankind. They're not.
Better mankind. They got scared because they got caught with their pants down. They got caught by a bunch of retail investors. And that must hurt them even more. A bunch of people that they deem as peasants beat them at their own game. And Reddit took them down, bro.
Yeah.
On Reddit.
Reddit is powerful.
Bro, what the fuck?
Reddit is fucking powerful, man.
What the fuck, man?
I can't believe it, man. This shit is... Honestly, this might be the great... Like, I'm telling you, single-handedly, even though, yeah, they went back and they said nobody can buy the stock, I think single-handedly is the... I think the job was accomplished. Because it showed people that, for the first time in their lives, that they felt a little kind of fear. They've never felt...
They were scared, homie.
They never felt... They have not felt any kind of fear, like, or fucking despair that we've felt for the past almost a year now.
Yeah, like everybody who's scared to go outside their house, imagine this for them right now.
This is horrible. They're like, this is, oh my god, this is the fucking worst thing to ever happen. Truth be told, to you, it's the worst thing that ever happened.
I mean, look,
you know,
I'm not gonna say that because there are worse things that could happen in my life. Because obviously we're too young.
No, yet. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
but in terms of financially, yeah. This was a huge missed opportunity that I could have made a lot of money off of. And I could have used that money to help pay for medical school and shit.
Symbolically, Lorenzo.
But it's not even about the money. Like, fuck the money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not...
Exactly. You know, I'm going to keep investing. I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm not going to be a sore loser about this shit, even though the game was rigged against us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bitch and complain about it. Clearly. I mean, I am going to bitch and complain about it because it was fucked up.
And but, we're going to them protests on Occupy Wall Street.
But I'm
going to
do it the right way. Like, I'm not gonna be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go fucking blow up Wall Street or something.
No,
like
absolutely
that, you know?
Not. But you know what?
I'm not going to take over the thing. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to protest peacefully. I'm going to exercise my rights as I should as a regular American. I'm going to do it peacefully. I ain't going to go crazy. Because, you know, it's some people are really hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're hurting because they don't have money to invest, or, you know, they lost their job because of COVID and they're on unemployment and shit like that. There are other people hurting worse than I am. So I'm not going to take it as, you know, I what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to bitch more than I should. I should be humble that I made as much as I made.
And that's
what I'm trying to do.
But I'm just very angry. No, I think, Lorenzo, you're not... I don't think you're bitching. I think you're more angry at the situation that they have the ability to do this.
And mind you, I'm not a rich person. I'm very low middle class. Like, but I've made some smart investment decisions that are getting me closer to help me pay for medical school so I won't be in debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is to pay for my education, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, there are people who are hurting right now. Like, and more than me. So I'm not gonna bitch and complain about the little that I have compared to people who have less than me. But what I'm saying is this was a systematic attack by the elite rich people on Wall Street. The people that everyone says that they hate, they came out and they said to all of you, fuck you, you don't deserve to have money. That's what they said. Fuck you for being smart, fuck you for playing within our rules, fuck you. For figuring out our scheme.
I think it's playing within our rules, for using the rules that we've placed and we use against you to us. I think that's why they're more upset.
Well, I mean, they stacked the deck by not letting us trade, though.
But what I'm saying is the fact they did that is because we know their game now. We know their game. Because why else would they do that? Let's be honest here. If I'm in a position like that and I see people, you know, pumping up stocks and, you know, pretty much fucking other people over, the minute I get fucked over, it's like, wait a minute, these are the rules that I'm supposed to do this to you. You're not supposed to do that to me. That's pretty much what happened. Honestly, bro, I think it's beautiful. I think it's symbolic. Fuck them crony capitalists, in my personal opinion. They could all eat a dick and die. For the first time in my life, I've never... You know, never really... I wouldn't say I never really cared. But for the first time, I'm like, you know what?
Homie. Like,
wash my hands clean of it. Not wash my hands clean of it, but I say whatever happens to you is a long time coming.
Nah.
And who the fuck am I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a long time coming. And seriously, like, me and Lorenzo, who the fuck are we?
Yeah.
But who the fuck are you to tell people that, you know, it's okay, you know, it's okay to sell at a less profit, mm-hmm. and we're still making money, but you can't make money.
Because you know why they did that, right? They did that to bring the stock down even more. So it's just so they can make up the funds that they lost. It was another example of Wall Street trying to stack the deck against people. They allowed you to sell because they wanted you to panic sell. That's why they did it. That's why they were saying, no, don't sell your stocks, hold the position. The problem is that some of us couldn't do that because of margin. I was using margin on this. Margin is basically borrowed money. Mm-hmm. And Robinhood increased because of the volatility of the market. So let's just say if it was 2.5%, like, your account would have to fall for you to get a margin call, which is basically you need to give us this amount of money in order to basically settle your debt. They increased it by 5%. So, like I was saying about margin, so basically what happened was, is if you would get a margin call at 5%, I mean, I'm sorry, 2.5%, it would be now up to 5% because of the volatility. So now if it took $2,000 to get that you would lose to get a margin call, now it was basically $4,000. It was double. Yeah. So it was fucking insane. So, you know, that there was a lot of people who couldn't take on that risk and lose that money because they would have to find a way to make up that money. And if they took borrowed money that they didn't have,
yeah, exactly,
they wouldn't be able to pay back.
If it's not your own money, then you know, yeah, you obviously are a little bit more responsible and a little bit more meticulous with it. I mean, even still with your own money, then, but it's...
Yeah, yeah.
What you're saying is it doesn't mean as much if it was a product of you losing from your own pocket. If it's other people's money, you have to owe them back with the interest and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different what you're saying.
Well, margin is basically the same thing. You do pay interest on it, but it's money from a brokerage is what you're getting. Yeah,
exactly. But you still have to pay these people back. Like if you if you had used
this
your
is
own
where
money.
The collateral is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was just a crazy thing, man. It's gotten me really mad and upset and shit. And, you know, my dog's the only thing keeping me through it. That's it. Exactly. Look at her. So beautiful.
It's a good dog.
Yes. And she just got all her shots again, so she's a little upset.
You're okay.
Yeah. She's a cute little dog. But, you know. We got to go to fucking... We have to do this. We have to take a stand, man. You know, we took a stand for so many things this year that I'm proud of. And this is another one. Because this was actually, like I was saying before... This was better than stimulus checks for the people. The people actually physically took money from the rich and gave it to the poor. Mm-hmm. This is a Robin Hood story happening right in front of your eyes right now. Ironically, but fuck Robin Hood the app. Fuck you. And fuck Ameritrade. And fuck every brokerage that caused this fucking problem for people who are just trying to fucking play the game right.
Play the game right. Don't you understand that, you know, in order to fight monsters... In life, sometimes you gotta be one too.
It's like what they say, when you stare into the abyss, the abyss stares back.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Yep, exactly. It's one of those things, man. It really does bother me. It does. A lot. As I'm sure everyone can tell.
I think, you know, right now, we have to understand that we cannot view these people into the traditional sense. You know, these hedge fund brokers, all these people on Wall Street, we cannot view them as normal human beings.
They're literally lizard people.
I wouldn't even say lizard people. I think that's a too polite term to call them that. I think, you know, the fact is that, you know, for years and for decades and for centuries... They have been fucking common people over. Yeah. You know, in pushing, you know, playing the system to make sure that they win 99.999% of the time. That's the truth of the situation. So for us to have that one time that we fucking win, that we actually stood up for ourselves to say, you know what, we're sick and tired of you guys pushing everybody around and you guys living lavish. I don't think there's anything wrong with inherently living lavish, understand what I'm saying, but the point is, if you're living lavish off the expense
of others,
and
those people that you've been profiting off of now actually were like, no, fuck you, we're gonna take our money back,
yeah,
then that's fucked up.
It's a problem. Yeah. And you know what's crazy too? All these people in the government as well, that, you know, everybody who pays their social security checks and the taxes and stuff like that, that money goes to these people at Wall Street as well. And there has been many cases of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to sit here and we're going to hear them all cry and complain that, you know, they lost $7 billion. Well, how much money 70, have you 70 billion, not seven, 70 no, billion. And now you're sitting here, you're crying, moaning
like a bunch of fucking bitches,
griping like you haven't made that in
These are guys who have hundreds of billions. All right, look, 70, like, don't get me wrong, 70 billion ain't nothing to sneeze at if you're a hedge fund. But at the same fucking time, you caused the problem. Like, people need to understand this, that the hedge funds did it to themselves.
They caused the crash in 08 as well.
Yeah, exactly. They caused the crash in 08.
With government and
and they got bailed the fuck out. So they're just going to get bailed out again.
Did they not get bailed out while were suffering right now these past few months?
The American people, my fellow Americans, I hope you fucking realize that all the money that they lost, they're going to get back from your tax dollars. All right? Let's just put that
they're
out
gonna,
there right now.
They're
all
find
these
a
hedge
way.
Funds that lost money, they're going to find a way to take back their money from your taxes.
Why do you think they're
you're paying for this, whether you're in the stock market or not.
And let's be honest here, with the high taxes, you know, everybody always thinks it goes to good causes, but the truth is that, you know, we're just filling up their pockets even more.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. Mm-hmm. I really don't think people understand that. Everybody's like, oh, I want my money going into, you know, better safety nets for, like, poor people and stuff like that. I don't think it's a matter of that. Yes, you know, we can pay 60% in New York, like, obviously we're not having one kind of
thing, I know what you're saying.
60, yeah. But like in the totalitarian,
we're basically paying all this money
for
and
them.
All this money is going basically to these people that are causing the issues.
Exactly.
And again, it's a pyramid
and
scheme.
And why do you think issues never get resolved?
No.
Because
nobody learns their lesson. Nobody learns their lesson.
Instead of saying, you know what, fuck you, we want low taxes, because literally our country is founded on people who did not fuck with taxes. What part of that do people not understand? And I'm going to
give... Taxes are way higher now than it was during that time.
Forget about it,
yeah.
Right?
That's
and I'm going to give people a history lesson. The Boston Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
They raised the prices. They raised the taxes on tea.
It was like 3 cents or something.
3 cents, which at the time is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Which is a big fucking deal. Which is what? Almost like a $3 increase overnight in gas, pretty fucking much. That's what it is. And now they said, you know what, fuck you, we're gonna go on your ships at night when you're docking, we're gonna dump all over the tea, and we're gonna have a fucking party. Because that's why it's called the Boston Tea Party, because for the first time we said, fuck you, we're not paying these high taxes, so, you know, you aristocrats can fucking chill with and have a you
below
know
grip,
slaves
basically.
Give you blowjobs left and fucking right. This is not what's happening anymore. We're not standing it for anymore. We're not your fucking slave. We're free men. I would hope everybody wants to be a
free men
man.
And women, yeah.
We're free men and women to think and to make decisions that affect you and how you make that money and what you want to do with it in your community. But the fact is, these people have made so much money that some of these guys have made more money than entire fucking economies of some countries.
Mm-hmm.
One singular guy. So now you're sitting here telling me that we shouldn't think, we should think lightly of them, or we should fucking feel bad because you lost $70 billion?
Fuck them.
Suck my dick.
No cap on that.
Disrespectfully too. I'm not even gonna say respectfully, because I don't think you guys deserve any respect for that. Because, you know, the minute you turn around and you tell people that you can't make money, we have a problem. We have, because you've been telling that for us all these years, that we can't make money, or if we work hard, we'll get to where we get to. But no.
Yeah, what happened to hard work, man?
No, the truth is, you know what the truth is? People say, oh, if you work hard. I think that is such a fucking bullshit logical fallacy.
Because the people who make the most money are the ones who do the least amount of work.
Exactly. And they are doing it on the backs of everybody.
They brag about it.
And they say, oh, but if you work 16-hour days and do all these things,
they sit on their ivory towers looking down on us.
And telling you to work 16 hours and you can be right next to me.
They profit off of us. Like, look, me and Angela are vehemently against communism, but this is part of the thing that Karl Marx was talking about, where he's like, this is why we need a classless society. We the elites take advantage of people. This is why I say communism is evil. I don't agree with everything that Marx says, but I think he does make some good points.
I think he makes a lot of good points. And I'm not a fan of communism.
I'm not either. We both read the manifesto.
And so it's not coming out of a place
of like... It's not coming out of ignorance. It's coming out of
I actually read the bullshit. Exactly.
Yeah, we both have the same book.
Read it. Yeah,
we have the same book.
Fucking... So when I read it, and the first 40 pages, I'm like, I understand.
You understand. Just don't agree.
I mean, honestly, right now, I kind of get it, bro.
No, I do. I you know what it is? This is part of it. It's the wealthy. The rich want to keep getting richer. It's an endless cycle of greed. And look, there's always issues in any system. Capitalism, communism. Obviously, communism has always led to dictatorship. Communism has destroyed economies. Look at Venezuela. Look at North Korea. Look at China. Look at Russia. Look at Cuba.
But let's be honest here. But the problem is with this kind of dictatorship that we're living in is where...
It's one that we're okay with, basically.
Is that... And we're dealing with financial overlords who are making so much fucking money, and then people wonder why our taxes so high. Has anybody ever thought of that? Mm-hmm. That if people who are pushing for high taxes, right? That people are pushing for high taxes, that what? We think that money is going to into programs to fix roads, to do better public transportation, for better building infrastructure. No. It doesn't work that way. Why? Our roads are still fucked up. The MTA system is still fucked up. Right? These guys are getting fucking MTA richer. Right? People die. Exactly. People dying in the fucking street. And yet, you know, we're just supposed to be told to sit down and obey like good little fucking boys and girls.
Take it. You know? Yeah. Like the Joker. Exactly. Like he said, take it like good little boys.
Exactly. And you know what?
You get what you fucking deserve.
You do. And you know, I think right now maybe America is gonna wake up and all have a crazy Joker realization that you know what it is in left or right. And
I've been saying, well, let's not say that because you know there's gonna be somebody who's gonna spin it.
Yeah, like but you know what, it is in.
But left, I know what you're saying. I get the sentiment.
It is in left or right. I think well, the problem is the entire in the entirety of everything. It's the crony capitalists, the people on Wall Street. We have to understand the difference between a capitalist, right?
And a crook.
And a crook and a crony capitalist. Because anytime you get a government buyout, to me, you're a crony capitalist.
That's theft as well.
That's a capitalist, to me, is your everyday regular American, mm-hmm. right?
Just the trying to people, make a living, you know?
The people who build businesses, the people who... made a small fortune for themselves.
Union workers,
you know those police, guys.
Police, firefighters, people who put their lives on the line. EMTs, people who work 9-to-5 jobs. You know, board of elections, all that shit. Like people who actually do work so that, you know, even your people at your bodegas. You know what I'm saying? That make you a sandwich, bro. They're doing a hard day's work, and they're the people getting screwed over, bro. Like it's us who are getting screwed over. It's you know this is the one time that it's clear as day. And everybody agrees. If Donald Trump Jr. and AOC are on the same page right now, you know that some fuck shit is going on.
call.
You know that this shit doesn't make sense.
That even AOC said, like, yes, I agree with the
With Ted Cruz. Or Ted Cruz said he agreed with AOC, whatever. It doesn't, same shit. But, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, like, you, if we live in that kind of world, then things, something has to happen. Right? We can't let this opportunity basically escape from our hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta hit them where it hurts. We gotta hit them with their dollars. That's the only thing they care about, these people. Like you said, they're not even people. They're just dollar signs. That's all they are on a computer screen.
Exactly.
That's all they are.
And the truth is...
And that's all they think of you.
That's all they think of all of us.
Yep.
I hate... like I said earlier in this podcast, I've never met anybody who is corporate that I legitimately like or cared for. Because I know a crook. I deal with crooks all the time. I know a crook when I see one. That's the truth of it. I know a good dude when I see one. And being good is subjective as well. You know, because we're all bad in somebody's story. But I think the intentions that a lot of people on corporate have, you know, are just, to me, is not human. Is less than human. In my personal opinion. And we could get philosophical about it or, you know, whatnot, but I'm not going to get into that. I do think something has to change. And for the first time in our lives that we see that these people are legitimately afraid. Because I don't think that's ever happened, even with Occupy Wall Street, that they told people that you're not allowed to buy, that you're only allowed to sell.
I mean, I could be wrong. I know some crazy shit happened during them, but I was too young.
I was too young.
They could have done some shit like that, but it definitely was not on this scale because there were not that many investors, like, compared to today, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we have more humans in the world, and we have more people, because I think that was before Robin Hood was even a thing.
Exactly, and Robin Hood really revolutionized a lot of things, but regardless of these
facts... But fuck you, Robin Hood. You don't get credit right now.
Yeah, you don't.
You can suck a dick.
You suck five dicks. The point is... I think the point is where we have to understand that if you don't stand up and if you don't keep fighting and you let them and you forget about it or you lose your cool, these are not the type of people where even if you back down for 1 second, they're gonna
you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Exactly. You know, it's like a fight scene in anime, right? Where
the hero gets beat up.
The hero gets distracted for 1 second, right? And he's on top or winning.
Like Goku when he fought Frieza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He gets distracted for 1 second and then he just gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
it's some wild shit, man. You know,
it's not wild. It's just where our reality is.
I hate it. And I'll tell you that, man. I hate it. You know, and I'm someone who... I try to see the good and bad on both sides and come to my own conclusion. That's what we base this podcast off of, is being rational people with rational thoughts.
Some things is just cut and clear.
Yeah, sometimes there's no nuance to be had. It's just, no, you're just a greedy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to cheat even when you've won so many times. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people, they win all the time. Even when they lose, they win. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing
they
about
lose
them.
Less, yeah.
They just want to lose less. It's wild. It's wild that they could get away with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And if we were to do this, the IRS be knocking on our fucking door right there. Yeah,
but you know
You'd be in federal prison.
We are doing it, and people are going to do something about it.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's
be there,
gonna come,
everyone, be there for that protest on Reoccupy Wall Street.
Regardless if it's gonna be, you know, anything significant or not, the fact is that we came knocking on their door and they're scared. And I think that means more than anything.
It does.
You know, I don't know. I have nothing more to say on this.
No. To be honest, I don't even want to think about it right now. I'm going to wait till see what happens tomorrow on the market. But fuck them.
That's what I'm going to say. Fuck all of them.
And you know what? I hope we see you there, man. We're going to be there at Reoccupy Wall Street Sunday, January 31st. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Financial District in Manhattan. It's I don't know how to say the name of the fucking place that it's at. I'm just going to say it real quick.
Is it on Rothschild?
I can't even pronounce this fucking park name. It's right here. What is it?
It's
Zuccotti Park.
Zuccotto Park.
Zuccotto
yeah.
Park. Yeah, that's
Zuccotto Park.
All right, so fucking be there.
Yes.
That's it. We'll be there.
you know, just be safe out there, people.
Wear your mask, your social distance.
All
don't,
that.
Don't let them fucking... You know what? You know what's another thing before we close off? You want to know what Bloomberg, the new... Like, not the person, but the news outlet said? That this was an insurrection of Wall Street. That's what it was. Insurrection as in the people who were pumping these stocks are basically dickheads is what they were saying. They said they
could suck dick too.
They made this. This is Bloomberg, a news outlet, a financial based news outlet, was saying that this was the same as the Capitol Hill insurrection.
Wow, so everything is the same. You know what? Okay, one last thing. I feel like now anything that goes against the establishment is going to be compared to Capitol Hill.
Yep.
But you know what? Anytime anybody went against the establishment, there has always been the people who are the loyalists to the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Pick who you want to fucking be in life.
Yeah. Pick a side. This is the time to pick a side.
And you know what? We're picking sides, but the truth is, right? And I do believe there are certain times in history where it is not even open for discussion on whether it's right or wrong. And these are one of the times where it is absolutely egregious and is absolutely wrong that they think they are allowed to control the market in whatever which way, shape, or form they choose.
Yeah, market manipulation is illegal except when they do it.
But they find the loopholes through it. But yeah, we're going to talk about it more Sunday.
Yeah, when we get more news on it too.
Exactly. We're going to definitely talk about it again.
There's one more
Sunday.
Trading day before Sunday, so let's see what the fuck happens tomorrow.
I'm going to have an earful from this fucking guy. But on that note, people, have a good night, okay?
Have a good one. Let's roll the tape.